The shocking deaths of a couple in Donegal and of a young woman in Kildare. Those two stories make a lot of the front pages today. The Irish Independent, Irish Daily Mail, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all lead with that discovery in Donegal of what the strap across the top of the Sun terms a bloodbath horror. Another horror, meanwhile, makes the lead in the Herald, a report on the car which was being chased by Gardaí while being driven by youth suspected of involvement in house burglaries. The paper leads with the dreadful result. Woman dies in burglary gang pile-up, says the headline. An innocent woman was killed after her car was smashed into by a vehicle being pursued by Gardaí in a high-speed chase. It happened, we're told, between Kildare Town and Newbridge at 9:15 last night. What's happening in the case of Positive Action, meanwhile, makes the lead story in the Irish Times today. Prosecution likely over spending of support group funds is the headline. A Garda investigation into spending at the support group, we're told, is expected to recommend that a woman be charged with criminal offences. In The Independent, meanwhile, Colette Brown considers the mixed emotions she believes the case raises. Under the headline, Positive Action has questions to answer, but the greatest tragedy is its closure, she says. The litany of profligate spending is damning, yet in a way it feels kind of grubby to be poring over the details of the expense claims made by members of Positive Action. Perhaps, she says, if the Department of Health had sought to oversee its budget at an earlier stage, then none of the bad practices that have come to light this week would have developed. What's developing in Sinn Féin in the week of Maria Cahill's revelations continues to get space, though not on front pages. In the opinion page in the Irish Examiner, Alison O'Connor expresses the view about the party leader that Adams must be held to account, just like any other politician. And she says of his followers, naming in particular Mary Lou MacDonald and Piers Doherty, they should worry that their never-ending discretion, the manner in which they always err so utterly on the side of the party line, at a time when they're in no danger of losing their lives for their political beliefs, will ultimately serve to damage their credibility. The Times and Independent pieces on yesterday's events in the Dáil Chamber, meanwhile, both highlight the absence of MacDonald. Mary Lou conspicuous by her absence, says the headline in the Times. Where is Mary Lou is what Lise Hand in the Independent says with being asked, while another piece on it all in the Independent is headed, Authority of Adams in Sinn Féin questioned for first time. Niall O'Connor says, the public outrage over the treatment of Ms Cahill and the blatant attempts by the party leadership to discredit her story have unsettled Sinn Féin politicians at all levels. The Examiner leads this morning with a study compiled over 3 years on the drugs trade. Policing has little impact on drugs market is the headline, and Cormac O'Keefe follows up his story on that finding and others with an analysis piece inside, making the point that the findings are a bitter pill to swallow in the war against the drug trade. The Examiner also finds front page space for a picture and report on the interim settlement yesterday in the case of 13-year-old James McCarthy, whose parents were awarded €2.75 million for his care over the next 3 years. The headline is a quote from James's mother, "Why did they have to fight us all the way?" Otherwise, this morning, The Times finds front page space for the case it fought but lost in Europe yesterday over a decision to make the paper pay the costs of its successful legal battle with the Mahon Tribunal. And the paper also carries an interview with the new Minister for Transport, Tourism and Sport. "I absolutely love this job," Pascal Donoghue told Tim O'Brien. But finally, this morning in features, The Times has a piece on the clocks going back on Sunday. Is it actually time, though, for them to go forward, asks Dara Murphy. The Examiner has one on the 75th anniversary of nylons, and The Independent has one on the attraction of the rockabilly look. The look, though, emphasises one fan. Not the hair, not the decor, not the car, not even the frilly pinny means that a husband, we're told, can expect to come home now to find a 1950s wife waiting with slippers and a tumbler of whiskey.
Caroline Murphy, thank you very much. 13 minutes past 8.